Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A little over an hour from the puck drop in Game 3. Flyers, Canadiens, of course. Matinee, not too kind to the Flyers. Go down 5-0 to Montreal in that game. And joining us right now on the Swartz-Carlton Hotline, the one and only Al Morgani. Al, I'm talking to you in the PM, man. What is going on?
Everything's different during a pandemic.
That's a good point. Yeah,
nothing is what it was.
Yeah, it's bizarro world, that's for sure. Al, let me ask you, first impression of the game Friday. Was it Flyers overconfidence, just kind of the way things go sometimes in playoff series? How do you explain as lopsided a contest as that was?
Well, I think it was kind of twofold. One, I do think they were smelling themselves a little bit after that first game, and I think what happened in the first game was when they played badly, Montreal couldn't take advantage. So I think sometimes if you don't think you have to go all out, you can get by. They couldn't get by. And secondly, I do think Montreal played pretty hard for a coach that, you know, the coach ended up in the hospital, Claude Julien. And I do think that they kind of ramped up their effort some for Kirk Muller behind the bench. So I think that had something to do with it, but mostly it was, I think the Flyers definitely didn't have anywhere near an A effort. And they didn't have an A effort. Now they have not had an A effort for 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5 periods.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good point. And here's the thing we know about them all season for the most part, Al. They usually respond from a loss. And we also know that Alain Vigneault is not afraid to change things up, to shake it up, to push buttons. I mean, when you lose like that, it's not like they sort of lost 4-2, where they didn't play great, but they weren't all that exposed. They got embarrassed. So what do you think are some of the changes that he possibly could make, and how badly do you think he got into them the last day or so?
Well, unfortunately, nobody can get into this bubble, but I would suspect Ghost is out of the lineup, Goss Despair. Mm-hmm. I think he's really struggled. Niskanen struggled, but you can't take him out of the lineup. So at the minimum, I'd be shocked to see Goss Despair in the lineup. And I think it's just the result of the way he played and the way he's been off and on during the season. And part of it just to change some things. But I think it would be, should it happen, and I think it warrant a change to see how they play like with that. He can tinker with lines, I suppose, Voracek back up. Not sure about Konechny. I'm suspecting Konechny to play. But who knows? In the playoffs, you just never know. I think he's going to load up on lines if he has to. The only real worry I had was very strange for me that Vigneault questioned Montreal using its power play late, its number one power play unit.
Yeah, he went public
when they were
with
up
it
by 5 goals. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand if that was a shot at their coach, you know, Muller, but, you know, maybe saying, well, the other guy wouldn't have done it, or I saw no reason for that. If your power play is struggling like Montreal's has been, it made perfect sense to me that you'd run out your top.
Is it a way to sort of publicly do it? I mean, you could do this behind the scenes too, but for his own players to say, hey, look what, look how little they think of you.
I don't understand what benefit you get from it. It's whining. I mean, it really, for a guy that's done everything right, it was like, it was very odd.
Is he dislike Mueller? Is there something there with those two?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, he's been a good soldier everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he was totally frustrated at the game. Mm-hmm. That may have just been as simple as that, that he was just completely frustrated at the game and what happened and no non-response from people. And he's already gone the route. He's already used the push the buttons on the veterans. And we already know, you know, they've been on notice before, Giroux, Voracek, whomever.
Couturier,
they've got to get their game up and running. Now, the boost they could get today with Lindblom coming back to practice, I mean, that should give you, if you needed any emotional boost. But I'll tell you, Rob, it is a, this bubble is an odd, is a real odd thing.
Yeah.
You see, what like Washington's basically out of it already.
Yeah, they're down 3-0 for people who don't know.
They're down 3-0. The Bruins goalie's leaving.
Yeah, Tuukka Rask is gone. They won yesterday despite it, but he rolled.
That's just it. You know, they won despite him. And, you know, and then that's, you know, it's really weird with the reaction you're getting during this. And I'm hoping the Flyers, because they haven't won in so long, like forever, these guys never, maybe they can generate some of the emotion that some teams are having a hard time generating, say especially Washington being unable to do it.
Well, Al, I guess, and we're speaking with Al Morgani, how do you get, what would you do? I mean, this may be something you can't, it's got to be organic, but what would you do to try to get Giroux or Couturier or Konechny, if he's in the lineup? How do you get these guys rolling? I mean, it's been...
Well, Konechny will play on emotion. I mean, I don't think there'll be a problem there. The thing with Giroux and Couturier, I mean, their defensive play is so, it's hard to really come down on them. I think the guy that would take the heat would be Hayes.
Okay.
If it turns out that way. I mean, his playoff performances in the past haven't been A-level, whatever, and we saw how much he means to them in terms of emotion when he kills penalties. He's such an emotional player. I think he'd be the one that you can say, well, we really need more there because you're not locking down certain people like this other line is. I think that's where – I know Giroux's the favorite target, and I can understand that. I mean, he's really – if you look at his playoff numbers – in the recent past, since the Pittsburgh series, really.
I mean, that's 8 years ago, that Pittsburgh series.
Well, I mean, they haven't got, I mean, you know, he wears that C.
Yep.
And so he's going to get some of it. But I do think Hayes is going to be a real key element in this thing. They simply have to get better shot. I mean, Carey Price, you know, played well, but I don't remember like 10 Bell saves. I didn't think they really, he can make things.
He made one great save in game one, like ridiculous stick save in game one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, they really haven't made a move. And I think that's what they're going to, you know, you can say dirty goals all you want in front of the net, but most goals in this league anymore are scored from passing plays in front. And I think that's what they'll have to get them moving side to side or whatever. I mean, you can, sure, they'll have to go at them a little bit. And I would suspect both teams' forecheck will be really hard tonight. And I thought the Flyers would be a little more destructive that way in terms of kind of strafing runs. I'm not saying take the goalie out, but pressuring, pressuring them because he's so good with the puck also. So I think that will be, if that's not a overall game plan, I think it will be an individual plan on some forwards' part.
Al, for people who maybe either didn't pay attention or have forgotten, quite frankly, you had 4 months off, so it's hard to remember, you know, all the other teams other than the Flyers. But Montreal only had 71 points during the regular season. In comparison, the Flyers had 89. So is this a team that got healthy that we underestimate? I mean, they are a 12 seed. So what is it about Montreal? Because it looks like even in that first game, you know, the Flyers won, but that was a toe-to-toe battle. It's not like they ran through them.
It's a team that got young, believe it or not. It's a team that at the trade deadline moved some people, and then it made room for the, I mean, this kid Suzuki and Kokiemi, I mean, they've got some kids.
Yeah, they're 20.
You know, in this league, kids aren't kids at 20 in this league. Mm-hmm. And this Suzuki's been a real find. And I think they're too young to even, they're too young to realize some of the pressure, but in a bubble, I don't even know that there's that pressure. You know, those games would have been in Philly, the first couple. And, you know, now they're neutral with nobody there. And their kids have really played well. I do think, though, that their defense relies so heavily on a couple of veterans up front, notably Weber. As it goes, if it's longer the series, I think the Flyers will be able to take advantage of what should be a bit of a worn-down defense. So I think that's where the forechecking will come in, pressure will come in. But the difference in this team is, since the trade deadline, we see this in all sports, when a team looks like it's kind of out of it, mm-hmm. and they make a move, and then the energy they get from the people they put in. You know, when you miss somebody, it's like Boston loses their goaltender. You know, things happen. The Sixers lose Simmons. I mean, you know, people forget the Eagles won a Super Bowl because after they were missing somebody. So there is something to that, to, you know, losing a coach in this case to guys playing at a little bit higher level.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting point. So let me ask you, Al. I'll first ask you what you would do. Would you shake anything up on the top lines, and what do you think that Elaine Vigneault might do to kind of get things going?
If I got behind, I would. Okay. I would put Voracek back up. I would probably mess more with a power play on what side Giroux is on. Maybe it moves from side, moving him. Okay. But I would assume they're going to come out and play better, so I don't have to alter too much. Mm-hmm. I would make that move on defense for sure. And then I would just see where you go if you need anything. He has the luxury of having moved pieces before, so you've got plenty of pieces that he can move around and put people. The other guy is the JVR, who kind of gets under the radar because, you know, he's a veteran, but he hasn't been here for the whole time.
Yeah.
But they really need him. He got kind of just strangled out of the play for large portions of the game. So I would it's funny with him. If you risk with him, if he goes up on a top, that, you know, he's going to hurt you. But I think if you really need that offense, he's worth the risk, you know, especially in close at price. He's a guy that could really be a game changer for you.
Yeah, and look, I didn't love that signing to begin with. He's going to have to start giving him something, that's for sure. I mean, woof. Let me ask you, just general, what do you think about the bubble, the way that things have been handled, the way the games, we know there's not fans in the stands, there's some
pipe
noise.
Yeah, the games, I mean, when they get going, the games have been good. Yeah, the five overtimes, you can see it. But I do think there's something to, like, I don't know what's going on with the goaltender in Boston, Tuukka Rask, but, you know, for him to say it'll just lack something, I think with Washington maybe it lacks something. I think it's the attitude you bring in, you bring into it. But I think you're seeing it, the longer you go in it, the more it's like you wonder about, you know, you want to get out of it. You're human after all, and you're kind of in this.
Yeah.
So I think it affects different people different ways. I think the younger you are, the better.
Yeah, kids or family,
yeah,
or stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. The younger you are, the better. Or, you know, your last kick at the can type of things. Like for Carey Price, I mean, if this would be unbelievable, I think, for me. Mm-hmm. If he manages to win this series, whether he wins a cup or not, I mean, another feather and already feathered cap for him. So, I mean, it's a terrific neutral proving ground. As a viewer, I'm not minded it at all. The hockey's been good. There's been emotion, there's been fights, it's been all of that. So, I mean, I don't see it, but I can see as a player, especially if you get behind in a series, an inability to crank it back up.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, first of all, I've loved the fact that it's, you know, you have games all day long. Number one is just flat out awesome. Yeah. But, you know, as someone watching it at home, the lack of crowd and the I don't think the networks have gone over the top with piping in the noise. Like it's I'm okay with it. I mean, I guess too. I also appreciate the fact that we didn't have it for 4.5 months. So I'm willing to bend a little bit.
Yeah, you do miss in hockey, you can kind of feel even on TV, you can feel the place roaring.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just knew it. The crowd shots, they were done, you know, they were done so you could tell. And you know, you would definitely have had to, you know, you've removed all those ghosts from Montreal, as if there's any left after they left the Forum, but any of that stuff. And you know, the other stuff that goes around in playing a playoff series in Montreal, or you know, all of that is gone. And even if you're in the city, like Toronto, if there's no fans, there's no city.
Yeah.
So I mean, it changed all that. But I think the games have been really good games, and you know they really competitive, and the goaltending's been very, very good. So I have no gripes with the on ice product at all. I think it's been I think they've done a really good job televising it too. I've no issue with that. I mean, you can miss some stuff, especially when the guys are here doing the local game, not the national. Mm-hmm. You may miss some stuff, but really in all sports, I think they've done a pretty good job.
I'm with you. I want to get a prediction in a second, but you mentioned the Rask thing. And look, I'm one on who's always been on record as saying, hey, someone doesn't feel comfortable, they're worried about their health, their family, whatever, by all means, opt out. I have no criticism for him. But the only thing I would say about the Rask situation is, it's like, why even start? Unless something comes up in your family where it's an emergency and you have to go, I thought the timing was a little bit strange. And especially after he, and you and I talked about this, I think on the Overlap show during the week, like the timing on the heels of him saying, yeah, this is kind of like a warm up and it's nonsense. Like what? It was kind of strange to me, the timing of all of it, I guess.
Yeah, that should have been a warning sign, I guess. And the fact that he didn't go to the coach, he went to the front office to say he was leaving. I suspect there's something more to it with his family. I don't know. That's why it's so dangerous in this to, like, you know, fans go crazy over right. It's really, you really don't know. We're in a time of don't know of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I question whether you should come down, like people that are coming down really heavily on him. I don't know. I don't think that that's fair until we're not told anything.
Yeah, you need a full story, and we don't get any of that kind of information because this is
HIPAA
protected in some ways. Yep.
So it's weird. I'll give you, it's weird. And while he's a goalie, so it's going to be weird anyway. But it was unusual for him to say it didn't feel like, you could almost tell like there was something going on, like he didn't want to be there even before he said he was leaving.
Yeah.
It's like if you're not completely into it,
I don't think
he was forced out or anything,
right?
You know, by saying anything like that. And that's a huge loss, man. That's he's your number one guy. No, so you don't even look at the Flyers. You've got a goalie gone there. You've got a coach gone in Montreal. You've got Svechnikov maybe down in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Washington possibly gone. Man, there's a lot of doors that they can go through right now.
Yeah, it's setting up, if they can survive this, it's setting up pretty nicely. So that leads to tonight, Al. So what's your sense of how this thing plays out? Series evened at one. It was ugly last game for sure for the Flyers. What do you think happens tonight?
Well, trying to predict hockey is impossible, but I would be tempted to say that I think there's going to be goals in this game, despite the two goaltenders. I think there's going to be goals. And I think the Flyers have the advantage there. And despite the fact that they're two really great goaltenders, I like the Flyers in this one. Let's say 5-3.
Okay.
And that's a ton of goals.
That's a lot with these two, yeah.
That's a lot. So that is a really, that is a bizarre prediction. I just have a feeling that they're going to come out all wound up and, you know, power plays. Well, I think there'll be some power play opportunities. So I really go out on a limb that far with these teams to predict that many goals, but I think there's going to be a flurry of goals.
But that's interesting, too, because I know they got one in game one. The power play's been an issue. It was an issue even when they were winning, you know, the games against Tampa.
It was an issue for the other side, too, which is sure. Why they use that number one power play.
Hey, don't tell Elaine Vigneault that.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see what happens. And having said that, now we'll see a 1-0 game.
Exactly. Al, we appreciate it, man. It was fun talking to you when it's, you know, not the crack of dawn.
All right.
Always fun. Thank you, Al. Have a great night.
No worries.
All right, okay. You got it. You can catch Al, of course, along with Angelo, Rhea, and the morning team coming up tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.